Hi, I'm Scott Hunter, and I work on the Applat team at Microsoft. We build all the .NET products on the server, and we build the tooling for Visual Studio Web. I'd love to have you follow me on Twitter, and you can find out a lot more about the product. Today, I'm here to talk about what is modern web and how ASP.NET 5 and Visual Studio 2015 are the best for building these types of applications. I'll follow up with a demo when I'm done. So now, to get started, what is modern web? And when I think of modern web, what I think about is when you build apps, what kind of form factors do you want to support? We've got tablets, phones, laptops, desktops. We want to target all of these using responsive web. Secondly, if you're building apps, everybody's got a device today, a tablet or a phone. What do those talk to? Those tablets and phones are going to talk to some API on the back end, and we want to make sure that ASP.NET 5 is the best way of building those kinds of applications. Another thing that's important to us as part of ASP.NET is client frameworks. Recently, frameworks like Angular and Ember have become very popular. And one of our goals with ASP.NET 5 is going to be to let you build an ASP.NET application that generates both the server side and generates the client side for those frameworks for you automatically, so you get the best of both breeds. The second thing is we've always had awesome web tooling, and we keep making it better, making sure we're standards compliant. We have great HTML5, CSS3, JavaScript built in to Visual Studio, and we continue to make it better. At the same time, we've also noticed that developers are using their browsers more. There's these great development tools in the browser today that let you set breakpoints in JavaScript. You can look at the markup. You can even change the markup. What we've done is we've actually tied the browser back to Visual Studio, so now you can make a change in your browser, push it back to Visual Studio, or you can go the other way. You can go in Visual Studio and make a change and push it to the browser. So we're making those work way closer together. The next thing is, you know, we watch the web and the community out there, and there's some great tools like Bower and Grunt that are out there. And one of our goals is to take the tools that the web community is using and build them in to Visual Studio. So we're using those same tools, but we're making them even better, because now when an error comes in from like Grunt, you see it in the error window inside of Visual Studio. So we want to use the best stuff out there and make it work great with Visual Studio. And so that's how we want to get started. Next, let's talk about an overview of what we're going to talk about today. There's like seven major areas that we've improved in ASP.NET 5, and I'm going to drill into each of these. So let's start off and talk about agility. I want to make it even faster for you to be able to build your applications. And what I mean by that is today you might have to wait till you can use the next version of .NET. I want to let you use the next version of .NET even faster. And so what I'm going to do is all my frameworks and the .NET framework, we've wrapped as packages. And these packages you install into your application. The benefit is now you can use the latest version of everything in your new application, and it will not affect any other application on the machine. This should enable you to use the latest bits faster. The next thing is we want to give you more control. And by that, what I mean is Windows Update and Microsoft Update update the .NET framework all the time. And sometimes when that happens, it could break your application. We want to change the way that works. So now, only a zero-day security bug is patched that way. Any other bugs or whatnot, you have to come to the site and pull via NuGet when you want those versions. It also means that the code on your development machine is the exact same code you're running in production. You never have a mismatch there. The next area is speed. We want to make you a faster developer, and we want your applications to run faster. So for developer productivity, what we want to do is speed up the cycle of development. Today, when you save a change in the code file, you compile and you refresh your browser. That's about an 8 to 9 second refresh cycle on my machine. We're going to take the compilation step out, which means you save and you refresh. And we're going to do that in 1 second. And so the idea here is to save you 7 or 8 seconds every time you make a change. The next thing is, we know that you might want to actually maybe make a quick fix in the cloud. We've got a great editor in the Azure cloud called Monaco, and we want to enable you to use that Monaco editor to deploy and change your ASP.NET application. Since we no longer require a compile step, you can now just change it in the cloud, refresh your browser, and it's just going to work. The next thing is performance. Everybody wants their app to be the fastest app, so we want to make your startup times faster. In our labs, some of the apps that used to take 10 or 15 seconds to start up are now starting up in 2 seconds. We want to reduce the amount of memory that an app takes, which will make it, you have higher scalability on the machine. You can run more apps. We've reduced the amount of memory required for each request coming into ASP.NET by 90%, which you'll see all the way across your machine in performance. And then the next thing is, ASP.NET's always been built with all these great features, and we just enabled them all by default. Now we're modular. You can turn things on and off as you want, which means you can run as little or as more or as much of the framework as you want, dialing performance as you go. This means, taken at its raw level, you can actually go down to the point of saying, I just want a socket, and we'll have no framework there at all. In this case, we've actually more than doubled the speed of the framework. Or you can have a mix where you can say some requests go right to a raw socket and some use a framework. We let you mix and match. Should make your applications run faster. The next thing is cloud. Everybody's heard about the cloud. We want to make ASP.NET the best, you know, web programming for the cloud. And by that, what I want to do is I want to make it where if you build an app, you can, without changing any code, deploy that same app to the cloud and it will just work. A couple of areas that we're focusing on here is configuration. You know, you might want to control your production database strings and stuff like that. They should be configured in an environment variable inside the cloud, not in some config file that you might check into source control. You might have session state. Anytime you have an app running on more than one node, you need to have session state enabled for ASP.NET to work properly. In the new world, we can actually just say, hey, we notice you're in the cloud, and we'll turn session state on for you automatically. You don't have to go grab a NuGet package to make session state work in the cloud. And then finally is cache. Cache is something that today we have a different programming model on-premise or in the cloud. So we're going to fix that. So there's only one programming model, and no matter if you're running on-premise or in the cloud, you can use a cache and not have to change your code. And then finally is diagnostics. It's great to be able to run and try your application locally, but to really see how it's going to run in production, you might want to actually put breakpoints in it in the cloud. We're going to enable F5 and control F5 scenarios directly in the cloud. And then things like tracing. Once your app's running in the cloud, how do you determine if it's running correctly? Well, today what you would do is go turn tracing on and republish your app. Who wants to republish your app every time you make that change? Now you'll be able to go to the portal, turn the tracing level on or off right from the cloud without changing your application at all. And then finally, open source. We've been open source for about 2 years, but the ASP.NET 5 has been fun for us because it's the first framework we've ever open sourced from the beginning. We open sourced ASP.NET 5 about 4 months after we started on it, when it first ran for the first time. The next thing is, we know that the world's got more than just Windows machines. There's lots of Mac and Linux out there as well. And we want ASP.NET to be an awesome framework that runs on those as well. So we've actually enabled cross-platform support in ASP.NET. You can now run your applications and develop on Windows, Mac, and Linux. And then finally, if you're going to develop on Mac and Linux, what editor are you going to use? Well, we no longer require compile steps, so that means things like Sublime and VI will work great for ASP.NET. Next, I want to do a quick demo and show a few of the things I talked about. Okay, so I've got Visual Studio 2015 here, and I'm going to show you how to create ASP.NET 5 projects. So I'm going to go to the File menu, select New Project, and I'll just select an ASP.NET application like usual. And what we're going to have here is there's now an ASP.NET 5 empty and an ASP.NET 5 starter web app here. And these are how you can try out the new ASP.NET 5 features. So let me select ASP.NET 5 starter. And we'll select OK. And while I'm waiting for it to create my project, the first thing I'm going to show is we've removed compilation in ASP.NET 5. And the idea is to shave 6 to 7 seconds off of you making a change and showing it in your browser. So now when you save a file in Visual Studio, you can go right to your browser, refresh the page, and you'll see the change automatically without that compilation step. To show that, let me jump into the controller file folder here. I'll select the home controller, and I'm gonna scroll down and find the about view here. And so you can see it says your application description page. Let's just go ahead and run this. And while I'm waiting for the browser to load up, what I'm gonna do is just go back here and let's make a code change here. Scott changed this. Okay. So you can see my page is up here. I'm going to go to the About page. And it looks normal. Just go back to Visual Studio. I'm going to save. And just the act of me saving has caused us to recompile this view automatically. There is no compilation step. You don't have to do a compile. So I can just go back to my browser, refresh the page, and we'll notice that the change will just appear. And so that's how we want to increase productivity, shave a couple of seconds off each time you make a change by removing that compilation step. So let's jump back to Visual Studio and I can show you a few other differences in the product here. So if I go to my references node, you're now going to notice that I've got references for both ASP.NET 5 and ASP.NET Core 5. We have two frameworks that you can choose from. You can choose to use the full .NET 4.6 framework, which is ASP.NET 5, or you can use the new Core 5 framework, which is being shown here as ASP.NET Core 5. The benefit of the ASP.NET Core 5 framework is when you build an application using that framework, we actually ship the framework as part of your application. This means that you no longer have to wait to get a framework installed on a machine. And also it means that running an app that uses ASP.NET Core 5 doesn't affect anything else on the machine. You can use the latest version of ASP.NET 5 immediately on a machine without affecting any other application on the machine, which we think is a huge step, will let you use the newer features faster. Something else that's cool about this references node, if I drill down on ASP.NET 5 here, you're going to see that I'm actually showing a list of packages. Instead of showing in ASP.NET 5, everything is basically a collection of packages. We don't reference DLLs anymore. And so basically all your NuGets show up directly live in the references node. And I can even drill into these things. If I choose one like MVC, I'll click him open, and you can see the other packages that make up MVC all the way down to things like system and system core. So you can see how that all plays together. You might ask yourself, if I've got these two frameworks and there's a little bit of differences in them, how can I get IntelliSense that shows me those differences? Well, you'll notice we got this new dropdown here, and from the dropdown, I can select what I want IntelliSense for. Do I want IntelliSense for core, or do I want IntelliSense for the full framework? This can be used if you actually have an app targeting the full framework. You can select core 5, and it'll actually show you with squiggles what's not going to work in that framework, and you can modify your app to work in both frameworks. I want to show one more thing, which is we have this new file called project.json, and this is our new project file. And it contains all the things that are required to build an application. We move all this to its own file because we now support building everything with the command line as well. So we sometimes don't have the full Visual Studio there. And so all the assets required to build your app are included in here. And so you'll notice that packages are actually here. And I've got this new package manager that's built into this file. I can come here and say, let's say I want to add session state. I now get full IntelliSense for packages. I can type Microsoft .ASP.NET.session, and you'll see that list is showing all these packages. Here's the session package. There it is. I'll select it. And once I select it, we actually go live out to NuGet and find the versions that are available. You can see it just updated there, and it shows that I've got the 1.0 beta on my machine, and you can see the NuGet icon on the other two, which means it'll pull those down from NuGet. I can select the version that I want, and I'll press save. And you might notice when I did that, the references node is saying restoring. We're going out to the NuGet feed, grabbing that package, installing it. The restoring just disappeared. And now if I go to my references node, you're going to notice that that package is sitting there for me now. So this is just a few of the new features that we have in ASP.NET 5 that I have time to show. There's a lot more videos that go into way more details of other things. I hope you really enjoyed these demos, and I hope you can see how ASP.NET 5 is going to make your life better as a developer. If you want to hear more about the technology, you should go to www.asp.net/vnext. On that page, we have the latest downloads, we have the documentation, we have great tutorials, and there's some videos there that can help you get started right away. Please check it out, and please contact us and give us feedback on how we can make it even better. Thank you very much.